Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We got a big day, big week ahead. Baseball playoffs start today.
Woohoo!
Phillies, of course, Saturday against the winner of the Reds and the Dodgers. A lot to unpack with the Eagles. Devin will join us 1 hour from now. A replay of Nick Sirianni on the morning show earlier, later in the show. Ross Tucker kissed the baby on a Tuesday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to say I'm okay with Bad Bunny. I don't know any of the songs.
Okay.
But I'm okay with it.
Oh, Bad Bunny, the halftime
show. Because it was like yesterday, it was different. You know, when people found out, It was different. Just leaving. It was different.
I got to be honest. Okay, I had to look up who it was.
So. I don't know any of his songs.
I didn't know.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know much about Bad Bunny. Hopefully he puts on a good performance at the halftime show. You a big halftime show guy? I mean, sometimes for me,
the
that's...
The last one I think that I actually saw. Well, yeah. I saw the Kendrick Lamar one. Because that triggered a lot of people. The Janet Jackson one.
Well, that's a big one.
Was it the Dr. Dre, the L.A. one? When the Chargers.
Yeah.
No, the Rams.
Rams and Bengals.
Yeah, that one.
So when the Eagles aren't in the game, I'm more likely to watch it. But when it's an Eagles game, I got to decompress at halftime. And we've had three Eagles Super Bowls the last 8 years.
Wait a minute, who was it? Who was it last year?
I don't give a shit.
I don't. Who was it? I don't even remember.
I don't remember because I don't remember watching it.
You know, I don't
wait a minute,
know that.
Was it? No, I don't remember.
Well, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously don't remember.
I had to decompress at halftime. We're in the middle of a Super Bowl, Hugh Douglas.
Wait a minute. I'm drawing right,
you
a
look
serious
that up. You look that up. All right, we'll figure
Kyle?
That out.
No.
I don't give a shit.
Nobody cares. Actually, I think Kyle's tired of this. Hugh, I'm tired of something. I need to get
what
off my chest.
Of?
Well, I you know, let me frame it this way. A.J. Brown is a tremendous football player, and he's been a tremendous Eagle. But you ever feel like enough is enough? I got to be honest today. As we go through a whole day of this, and we're gonna go through a whole week of this until he speaks, I'm tired of it. I am getting tired. No, I am. I'm getting tired of
it.
I'm getting tired of the A.J. Brown passive-aggressive, complaining, diva nonsense every other week. I understand that he wants to contribute.
Yes.
I understand he is a player that...
Is a phenomenal player.
Phenomenal player. And he feels like his contribution is when he dominates and he gets catches and touchdowns and yards. I understand that. He's a receiver. We've seen a million receivers, and they all have a little bit something off about them, which, especially the great ones, it makes them great. That's fine. And I appreciate how much he puts work in, and he wants to be great, and he wants to put up numbers. But can we take a step back for a second on this A.J. Brown thing? We're spending all this time talking about him, and there's concern out there, and I feel it with you, that this is going to end the relationship between A.J. Brown and the Eagles. We're in the middle of winning 20 out of 21 football games. This is the best run in Eagles history. And this guy continues to make himself the story. Not the team, but A.J. Brown continues to make himself the story. I'm tired of it. On Sunday, they threw the ball to him 9 times. And in fact, if you go look at the last 3 games, they've given him targets. Week 1, I understood why he was probably frustrated. He had 1 target. It came with 58 minutes into the game, right? Right to the end of the game against Dallas. The last 3 weeks, 8 targets, 10 targets, 9 targets. Dude, they're throwing you the football. So the ball's being thrown his way. I can't control it. He is not catching it, and Jalen's not connecting him, but they're throwing the ball his way. They're winning games. Mm-hmm. They've won 20 out of 21, and we have to do this passive-aggressive. Just come out like an adult and talk to the person that you're frustrated with. This is childish stuff. The fact that we got to go run to X or Twitter or whatever the heck people call it these mm-hmm. days, and we got to post things, and we got to have books on the sideline. If you have a problem with the head coach, talk to him. If you have a problem with the coordinator, talk to him. If you have a problem with the quarterback, which it probably is, talk to him. Enough of this stuff. This is the best era in Eagles history, and A.J. Brown is hijacking it because he's in his feelings. I'm tired of it, Hugh.
Can I play devil's advocate just for a minute? Because I got to go back mm-hmm. and watch the games. How many of those nine balls were catchable balls?
I don't know. Maybe three or four.
Okay.
But that's – why is that my problem?
I'm just
– go talk to the quarterback.
I'm just asking.
Like a grown-up.
Don't yell at him.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand up. I'm taking out my frustrations on A.J. Brown on Hugh.
I mean, I get it.
I'm sorry. I might stand up.
No, it's not a problem.
I'm tired of it.
I get it. But, and I'm not absolving A.J. Brown from the way that he's acting, but you have to understand this. Every NFL player, to a certain extent is kind of selfish. You know, to a certain extent. It's just that that behavior is probably displayed more in the receivers than any other position out there. I mean, it's just the way they're wired. You know, the man's name is always open. And you know what drives him. What drives him is being a dominant force in football games. So how do you appease that and still play within the frame of the offense? I think there's a way to do it. For whatever reason, it's not being done. And I think in order, it's not so much to me, it's not so much appeasing him. I mean, it kind of is, but you gotta figure out a way to incorporate them into the passing game because.
Nine targets.
But you got to figure out a way to incorporate him better in the passing game because we've all stated that if we want to go back to the Super Bowl, this is not sustainable. Running game, the way it's going, is not sustainable.
Yeah, right.
The passing game, the lack of passing game is not sustainable. Mm-hmm. So there's a way that you can fix this. The way he's going about it, I do not condone that. But, I mean, when you look at this team as a whole, is he wrong? I mean, is he wrong? Like, he's wrong for going about it the way that he's going about it.
That's what I'm annoyed
at. But is he wrong, though?
Well, okay, I don't know. I mean, I'll say it that way. I think there's certainly elements that you're saying he's definitely right about, right? They need to throw the football better.
It's disjointed right now.
It is totally disjointed. And he's right to sound alarms if he feels there's alarms on that. But there's a way to do it like a grown-up behind closed doors. Like, Devontae Smith, I know he's not quite A.J. Brown in terms of their career and how great they've been in the NFL. Devontae Smith's a very good receiver. Devontae Smith had two targets on Sunday. You think Devontae Smith feels great about the offense?
Uh-uh.
But Devontae Smith's a grown-up.
Yes.
He goes to work, he does his job, and he goes about his business. And I'm sure within the meetings, he has the gravity in that locker room to say something, to say to Jalen, like, hey, man, I'm open here, see me, or whatever they're feeling. But he doesn't have to run to social media like he's 16 years old. Like, this is...
That's I'm not condoning...
It's childish. Like, now that I look back on it, because I'm annoyed today, the book thing was really ridiculous. We made it out to be like, oh, he's just trying to keep his mind right. Shut up, man. It's not his mind right. He's making a spectacle of the Eagles while they're winning football games because he's not satisfied. That's what it is. Has anyone ever seen a receiver read a book on the sidelines? It's totally disrespectful to your teammates. He did that. He was screaming in 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when they got to the first Super Bowl on the sideline during a playoff game. They won by like 30 points against the Giants. This guy is a really good football player. But this is a distraction the Eagles don't need. Like, when is enough enough with the A.J. Brown passive-aggressive stuff? When?
When is enough enough?
When is he going to grow up?
I think that's a lot to ask. Because I'm still struggling with that to this day.
I know.
That's a lot to ask. I mean, to grow up.
But at least you have a platform now where your childishness is almost welcome.
That's a tall order.
Yeah, but you found the right career.
Because I'm sitting in the room and we're doing the meeting. I'm trying to figure out different strategies to hell divers.
Yeah, you are.
You know, I'm trying to figure that out. Matter of fact, if anybody out there play hell divers, we need some hell divers.
With you, it's endearing at this point of your career.
You say old people stuff.
Yeah, it's endearing. But with A.J. Brown, it's not.
It's an offensive player's drama. It is because I feel AJ to a certain extent. Now, when I say that, listen to what I'm saying, people, because y'all quick not to hear exactly everything that's being said.
Listen fully and then disagree with
you. Yes, listen fully. Yeah, there you go. AJ Brown sees himself, in my opinion, as a Hall of Fame caliber player, which he is. And I feel like he is feeling like this is hurting his Hall of Fame bid. I'm a firm believer. Listen, you could get the ball to AJ Brown early enough in the game, in certain aspects of the game, where this doesn't have to be a problem. It just feels like there's a lot at play here. That it could be the quarterback.
Right.
The quarterback missing certain things. It could be the play calling. It could be a whole bunch. This is not just one thing, in my opinion. It's a bunch of different things.
I agree with you.
And it's a perfect storm, because Saquon's not running the ball like he's supposed to, but they're winning.
Right.
And the thing that I talked to other people about this, man. And by the way, nobody wants to, you know, talk about this on record. Everybody like, nah, dog.
That means there's something going on.
I'm not going to use any names, but Kyle called me last night and he had a list of names of people that he wanted me to try to reach out to.
I'll put this on me.
No, I'm just saying. No, because we're getting ready. We're trying to get ready for the show.
Let's blame the person who deserves blame, AJ.
No, we're trying to do the show. And so Kyle said, hey, you know, do you think yada, yada, yada want to talk? You know,
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'll reach out. And to a man, you know, I send text. I get calls back. Like a couple calls I got back on the air. And they're like, hell no.
I'm not talking about that.
I ain't touching that. They was like, dog, that's all. They was like, this is what you do for a living. I'm not touching that. It's just unfortunate.
You deal with it.
Yeah. It was like you do it.
Well, so you know what?
I was told, hey, bro, you're already doing a good job. Don't even worry about it. I don't even want to be involved with that.
But, like, that's, as fans, we have to deal with this. The Eagles are the best team in pro football. They've been that since about 1 year ago. They're in the best run the franchise has ever had.
Yes.
And one
totally
person,
agree.
Like, one person always seems to be annoyed. It's annoying watching it as a fan. Either. And I think you're right, Hugh, that he probably looks at it like, this is hurting my legacy, my Hall of Fame credentials. Well, dude, what matters more to you? It's at some point, in whatever we do for a living, contributions over credit, like, you got to decide what matters to you. And for it feels to me, the more it goes on, what matters to AJ is how he plays, not the scoreboard at the end of the game.
Because
otherwise, what are we complaining about?
Can I play devil's advocate once again?
No. I mean, you can. Go ahead. Sorry.
But I, like, because I seriously sat up last night after I made these phone calls and nobody decided to come on air with us.
Yeah.
I started thinking about
that. About us or AJ?
No, it was about AJ. It was like, hey, nobody touched that. But no, I started thinking. And I'm trying to get in AJ's head. Like, I know a lot of people aren't going to understand this, because a lot of times we don't want to try to understand it. Mm. We just want to say, oh, you're a malcontent. Get him up out of here. Instead of understanding and trying to appease what really drives him. Now, we've been saying it, but we haven't said it to the level that he's saying it. This team should be dominating.
Yes.
With this offense.
I agree.
The offensive weapons that we have. The running back that we have, the offensive line that we have, we should have at least blown these teams out 30-plus points every week.
I would say this past week it should have been a blowout. The Dallas game, they should have won by more.
And that hasn't been the case.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think that part of the reason why he's frustrated is because that's part of it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I can appreciate someone who wants perfection.
Yes.
But go
and
do
and
it.
That's what he is.
Then we could do it in a grown-up way.
And
this is not a grown-up way to act.
And that's the thing. And again, Not absolving him from the way that he's acting, but I'm trying to look at it from a perspective where, you know, he's looking at it. And it's more like we're better than this.
Yeah.
And we're not playing to that potential.
Then handle it the right way. Let's hear from someone who's been through this before in a major way that we all remember. Donovan McNabb yesterday on the afternoon show, his thoughts on the A.J. Brown situation.
One thing that I don't do is I don't try to break down cryptic messages.
Right.
You know, if you're going to say something and you've already wasted, you know, expended the energy of typing this, then just say what's on your mind. Like, the whole deal, and I try to, you know, go back to everything that I've been seeing. The whole reading of the book on the sideline, when everybody laughed and joked and all of a sudden the book sales went out, that ain't something that I'm used to seeing on the sideline. And coaches, when I came up, and I was, that's disrespectful to the team and coaches. And so now the tweet game is starting to come into effect, where I'm sure that's a conversation that somebody's having in the building. Like I don't know what you meant by that. What did you mean by that? Somebody needs to ask that. Like, what did you mean by that? Like, yeah. I mean, really, to be honest with you, and I think where we are in today's game and where these guys are of just being, you know, wanting to be free, have their own podcast and do all this other stuff where they're talking, that type of stuff stays in the locker room. And when it comes out, it becomes a problem. Because I guarantee you this, if they lose this next game, they're going to go back to that tweet, and it's going to be, what did you mean by that?
I mean, Donovan McNabb's lived this, Hugh, in a significant way that we all remember. He knows what that's like when a locker room has some issues because of a wide receiver that's frustrated. And he's not wrong the way I view what he said there. Like, why does this have to become a public thing? Why does AJ have to make it a public thing? He doesn't.
Can I just say this? I love Donovan. That's my quarterback. Mm-hmm. But isn't it amazing how as we get older, our perspective change on certain things that we do and how we see things? That's the beauty of being in our twilight years and looking at the era our ways. Because I'm listening to Donovan say that, 50-year-old Donovan, and I'm like, damn, dog, you should have did that like 25 years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
it doesn't mean he's wrong.
With age comes wisdom.
Exactly.
I was about to say that. Yep. With age comes wisdom. And right now, AJ is in the throes of his Hall of Fame career, and he's feeling like that's slipping out of his hands to a certain extent.
Well, then, if that's what matters to him, at some point, I'm not advocating for this in the season. At some point, then go. You know what, AJ? Go play for the Jaguars. Go play for a team that doesn't go to the playoffs and get 13 catches a game and lose. What matters to this guy? Because I think we want to see the good in him, and we want to say, well, he cares about the team playing better. Does he?
Does.
Well, no. After the Super Bowl, that Instagram was about him dominating, not the team. It was about him dominating, and I question at this point what matters to him because they're winning every game.
Can I say this? Because like I said, I talk to a lot of people, and I'm still in contact with a lot of people that are closer to this situation than I am. Mm. And me reading the tea leaves, it feels like it's deeper than football on some level. I don't know what that is. That might be me recklessly speculating. But the people that I've talked to, when I ask them specific questions about this, they say, hey, man, it's bad, bad.
Well, you know what? If it's bad, bad, the Eagles got to address it. And A.J. Brown continues to make it a spectacle. And he doesn't have to. Again, he can be frustrated, but he's the one deciding. No one's peppering him with questions. No one's forcing him and tricking him to answer something. He's putting tweets out. He's leaving the locker room before talking to reporters. This is all his doing.
You know what the worst part about all of this is? Is that nobody's going to understand where he's coming from because you're 4-0. Because at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Well, exactly.
That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. All right, 215-592-9494. Are you tired of A.J. Brown's complaining? Yes, or are you like understanding Hugh over here and you get it? Kyle, where do you come down as the A.J. Brown saga continues?
Well, and by my official diagnosis here, A.J. Brown is exhibiting what I like to call pledge-like activity.
Okay.
He's right. He was right last year when he called out the passing offense, and guess what? He's right again. The only problem with this time is that they don't have the running game to fall back on. The offensive line's not playing well. Saquon's not getting the yardage that he was last season. The offense is not explosive at all. A.J. Brown is right about the offense. And you know what happened last time he called out the offense? It came right out against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We had the That's What You Wanted to See game. And yes, that was exactly what we wanted to see. Mm. It's what we want to see again this season. Like, the passing offense has sucked. I'm sorry. It has. And, like, while it's annoying, and I wish that he just did it in-house, like, I agree with you. There were way better ways for him to handle it. But every single time he makes something public, it sort of forces the team to have to address it internally. So, like, he forces them to do it. So, if that... be the change you wish to see in the world, A.J. Brown.
Be the change.
Tweet through it.
And the change we want to see is him getting more involved in the passing offense.
It's hard not being petty.
He's saying what the fans have been saying since week one. Like, after the Dallas game, we're like, wow, cool. They won the game. Can we give A.J. Brown the ball? Can we get him the ball? And guess what? The best version of this offense, I think, that we've seen all season long was in the Rams game.
Agreed.
Where they were feeding him the football.
Agreed.
And he was making big plays out of it. He's still one of the best players on the offense, no matter what you want to tell
me. Okay, so agree on a lot of that. But sometimes self-awareness matters. On Sunday, when were they better? They were better in week three when they threw in the ball. I agree with Kyle. Last week, this past game, 2 days ago, the offense was humming in the first half when he wasn't involved. When they started forcing him the football, like, AJ, did you see the game we all watched on Sunday? You played in it. When they threw you the ball, we didn't have first downs. On the first half, when it was just Jalen distributing the football, we moved the ball.
There's a happy medium here, though.
I
find better ways to get him the ball. Jalen can put a better ball on him, right? They had a couple deep shots that he just threw 20 yards out of bounds.
Yeah.
Like, AJ was getting open.
So then just go talk to the quarterback.
Right. Maybe instead of making some crazy haphazard adjustment at halftime, why don't they plan this week to get A.J. Brown, and Devontae Smith for that matter, the football more?
Okay.
The feeding Saquon 25 times a game thing. Guess what, guys? It's not working. The offense looks like crap.
I agree to a large extent. They got to fix things. We know it. And it's okay for him to feel that. I'm just tired of every other week. Oh, no. What is A.J. Brown upset about now? Oh, winning again? Oh my. Poor A.J. Brown. He might not go to the Hall of Fame. How about win another ring? Abdul and Mount Airy's up on WIP. What's up, Abdul?
What's up, afternoon, fellas?
What's going on?
I appreciate y'all,
morning.
Guys.
What's up, Abdul? How you doing, buddy?
You know, okay. So here's my take on the A.J. Brown thing. I don't disagree with him, but I do think that he needs to grow up with the tweeting and all that. Second of all, Kevin Petullo or whatever his name is, he needs to listen up clearly, because we're telling him as fans, draw A.J. plays to go across the middle. He's 200 pounds. He's 6 and some change, bro. Go cross the middle and get the ball. Jerry Rice, Megatron, all these other ones. I watched Jamar Chase go across the middle last night and catch a good ball. I watched the little guy from Miami go across the middle, catch a little ball. I watched Tyreek Hill risk his knee.
Yeah, he got jacked up.
Somebody better tell this man that football is running towards the sideline with no room for my quarterback to give him. You gotta have some room when he's throwing the ball. And diagonals to the sideline, even Madden players know you don't do that. Come on, man. AJ, you gotta run a better route. You can't be out there for 2 hours on cardio running half-ass routes. I watched the game twice because I had it on DVR or whatever you want to call it, streaming or whatever. This dude's giving me half effort. Like, come on. And stop giving Saquon the ball so many times. It ain't working no more.
Well, it isn't. Abdul, what you just said there, man, good phone call, and we appreciate you listening and being part of the show. That echoes what Jason Avant said yesterday. We played the audio on yesterday's show that on NBC Sports Philadelphia after the game, saying when he watched AJ on Sunday, he felt at times that he quit on a route or two. And I just can't have that. I can't have you quit on a route. You don't, and then you're complaining afterwards. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of every other week. AJ Brown's upset. What do the Eagles do? Should they force him the football? They forced the ball on Sunday in the second half, and Jalen almost threw two picks. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Are you tired of AJ Brown complaining, or do you get where he's coming from? We'll get your calls on this. Plus, we'll play you what Nick Sirianni said about it yesterday, and we'll try to interpret two cryptic tweets from Eagles beat writers about AJ's
cryptic
tweet.
We got
cryptic tweets out there, just like AJ. It's all coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94. You're right over there, WIP.
I'm nervous.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.